Rod Stewart is 70. He's still... Was that you, Mr. Stewart?
It was. I don't feel it.
Here's what I was getting to say, okay? You still have a voice unlike anyone else in the world. Let's hear it again. That's Walking in the Sunshine, a cut from Another Country, his latest album. Rod Stewart joins us from New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
What did you want to do with this album that you hadn't done in any of the previous ones?
I wanted to make it as personal as I could, because my life has been an open book, so there's no skeletons in the closet, there's nothing I'm ashamed of. There's a song I wrote about putting my four-year-old son to bed, which is wonderfully intimate and the sort of song I wouldn't have written 30 years ago.
This is the Batman, Superman, Spider-Man song.
Yeah.
Let's listen to a little of that if we could.
Come on, little soldier, you look so tired. You nearly fell out of that chair. Turn down the television, pick up your toys, and I'll race you to the top of the stairs.
That gets me. Fathers and mothers all over America. When did you decide to write that song? What made you do it?
Well, every time, you know, when I put my Aiden, his name, put him to bed, he always says, Daddy, can I come up and do what he calls a makeup story? So I said, what do you want it to be about? He said, well, Batman, Superman, Spider-Man, maybe. So the song was born. And I'll be here when you wake up with Woody and Buzz and a great big hug. I'll be here when you wake up with your shoes and socks and a house full of
How did you feel about writing your own material?
There was a bit of a sabbatical for 10 years, but I didn't write any songs, probably more than that. But I was busy, you know, doing the American Songbook. But I really thought the gift had left me. I thought the gods had taken the art away from me for it never to return. And so you come to me with your questions on a subject on which I'm well versed. Though I'm still as dumbfounded as the first time I've It's either a blessing or a curse. I'm enjoying the process of songwriting probably for the first time in my life. I used to hate it when I was with the Faces and all the way through the 80s and 90s. That's the only part of the business that felt like a job. Love is like a burning hollow. It can pierce the coldest heart. Love is warm, love is patient. The craziest thing you'll ever start. All right.
As you mentioned, you started out with, Faces with Ronnie Wood, before that the Jeff Beck Group.
Yeah.
Those were, I'm going to call them, turbulent and creative years in British music.
Yeah.
What were they like?
Well, those two words you just said, they were turbulent and they were wonderfully creative. They really were. I mean, for instance, the Jeff Beck Group was an extreme learning curve for me because Jeff is a fine guitar player. And it was only a five-piece band, so there was plenty of holes for the singer, you know, and Jeff and I were very good at playing off each other. The Faces, on the other hand, was just an absolute shambles, a wonderful shambles. We were nearly always drunk when we went on the stage. Not terribly, terribly drunk. And so that was a very loose band. Only three of us left now. In the morning, don't say you love me,
'cause I'll only kick you out of the door. You just did an appearance together, didn't you?
Yeah, we did a small charity gig just to see what it would be like to play with each other again. And it was a big success. So now Ronnie and I have just got to find a window to, you know, when we can put it together, because we thoroughly enjoyed ourselves that night. Stay with me, stay with me,
for tonight you better stay with me. What can you tell us about the song, Please?
It's really a grown man's courting song. It's not like Hot Legs or Stay With Me. I purposely wrote the lyrics so that, you know, if you, whatever age you are, this is the way you should try and get the female that you're paying all your attention to between the sheets. Play it, please, would you?
I think we better. If it's all about trust, look into my eyes. I ain't that kind of guy. It's cold outside and I can't tell you to go. All the roads are frozen and I'm begging you not to drive home. Stay with me tonight. Oh, let's leave our troubles behind. Please. That's you, right? That high note?
That's my note, yeah.
Way to go.
Yeah, not bad for an old timer.
Yeah. How do you think you've become a elder statesman of popular music?
I haven't got an option. I suppose I am, yeah. I don't mind that tag.
Did you have to, like, turn something in your head to go from young roustabout to the beloved person that you are now?
Well, you know, I haven't quite joined the Pipe and Slipper Club yet. I still like a rousing night out with my children. You know, they invite me to go out to clubs, but I tell them, well, I have to be back by 1 o'clock. That's when I fall asleep.
Back by 1 o'clock? That's pretty good.
Beyond 1 o'clock, I'm hopeless. I always think it's such a privilege when, you know, my children, 4 or 5 of them, say, come on, Dad, we're going to take you out for dinner and take you to a club when we're in Los Angeles. So I know I didn't want to do that with my dad. But then, of course, he was a plumber. It's a difference. Their dad's a rock star, so it might be a bit of a difference.
Well, we look forward to the next project, Mr. Stewart.
Okay, my friend. Thank you.
Rod Stewart has joined us from New York. His latest is Another Country. 5:15 and I'm half alive. Dead on my feet in 42nd Street. Thinking about you, baby. Thinking about you now.